The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, a lot of stuff to talk about. Blood pressure. A lot of us suffer from blood pressure issues. Now they're thinking it could be due to low vitamin D. Low vitamin D now is coming up, causing problems for everybody. It causes cancer, causes heart disease. We're all going to die if our vitamin D is low. Now they're saying it's linked to high blood pressure. We're going to talk about that. We're all gonna talk, also going to talk about how scary it is for some of you on home oxygen tanks who have mustaches. The mustache could possibly put you at fatal risk. So we need to talk about mustaches and why many of us need to shave, especially some of us women that have mustaches. We're also going to talk about how women who bully their husbands are, probably compared to terrorists, to some husbands, and why the woman bullying their partner, could be pretty detrimental to their psyche. All right, so we got to quit bullying our men. I know. Our brains might have been bigger like our ancestors if we ate like our ancestors did. Slugs, ants, bugs, crickets, scorpions. I don't know how the heck you eat a scorpion. And boy, do we have a lot of scorpions now where I live. And maybe that'll help make our brains bigger. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm not a big jewelry person. Every now and then I like to accessorize, but I feel very, very constrained with jewelry, and sometimes I feel like I'm allergic to it, or I don't know what to do with it. Well, there is another option for us, okay? There's fast food jewelry now. Apparently, it's a Kentucky for Kentucky company launching a collection of 14-karat gold necklaces made from the real bones of what? KFC fried chicken. Yep. Kentucky fried chicken bone necklaces. According to the company's website, the unusual jewelry, they said, was used making, I guess, the bones and painting them and then varnishing them, covering them with copper, and then gold electroplating each one. So I am looking right now at a necklace of a chicken bone. They say just coating them in a thick layer of copper took 3 to 4 hours of bone. Why? And all 20 necklaces took over a month to complete. They're going to cost $134 for a small necklace, $164 for a large. Listen, I had a T-bone a while back, and my husband and I shared a T-bone. And I got to tell you, I was proud of the fact that I could eat that T-bone. And I have to admit, if we're looking at bones, I think the T-bone is gorgeous, and I could totally see a necklace out of a T-bone, but I'm not going to make it out of gold. I will just put the T-bone on there. Now, I know you got a little bit of bone marrow in some of the T-bones, so you're going to have to clean it off, maybe boil it or whatever, and I understand sometimes the cartilage frays off. Don't forget to eat all the meat. You got to schmutzka off the meat, by chewing on it, and you guys know schmutzka is a Yiddish word. To schmutzka something, it's hard to directly translate, but when you schmutzka something, it's when you're trying to eat the rest of the chicken off the bone or the meat off the bone or the rib, and you put in your mouth and you nibble on all the little baby pieces and rip off the baby pieces till it's just the bone. That's called schmutzking. Yeah. So it's, I know, not very attractive. There's not a lot of Yiddish words that are attractive. Putz, schmuck, Mitchit, Meshugana, Farouk. There's tons of words out there that we use in Yiddish that they aren't very lovely words, but they're words, yeah? Shmeckel, things like that. Okay, so anyway, so for those of you, I know a lot of you are like, you know what, I miss my wife's, you know, Mother's Day celebration. Well, then do that. You could get her a chicken bone necklace, and you could also get her some jeans and a t-shirt to go with the chicken bone. They say you could even use your chicken bone with a little black dress. The fact that it's dipped in gold makes it look really good. Now, if you want to please me, I mean, my husband knows this, just give me the meat. Okay? I guess the limited amount of necklaces will be, like, food to eat. The limited batch of 20 necklaces will be available as of today. And that's Kentucky Fried Chicken. Kentucky Fried Chicken, we do chicken, right? You know, I told you guys how my mom thought I was an idiot. I told you guys in the 80s, KFC had the... KFC had that one jingle, R-O-A-S-T-E-D, I know what it means to me, R-O-A-S-T-E-D, new from KFC. So they were roasted, R-O-A-S-T-E-D. This is when they were launching their roasted line. And so I was singing R-O-A-S-T-E-D, and my mom's like, no, it's R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And I'm like, what? Excuse me, it was just on TV. No, it's R-O-A-S-E-E-D. I had no idea about the Aretha Franklin song because I was just too busy singing this. And my mom was like, I can't believe it. And I remember that because, oh my gosh, Aretha Franklin. You know, then my mom was like, okay, you are going to learn who Aretha Franklin is. And I was like, oh, whoa. Okay, and then I sing it right from here on out. Got to tell you, though, guys, don't be making jewelry out of chicken bones, okay? You need to come back with the jingles and bring back these classic songs. That's what you need to do. By the way, I'm one of the type of people that eat my jewelry. Do you guys sit there and just suck on your necklace or suck on your jewelry? I had a bullet necklace. I think my husband got me a bullet necklace. And I loved sitting there chewing on that bullet. Bite the bullet. I know. Yeah. It's weird. So I can't. You are not supposed to put jewelry in your mouth. I don't understand what it is. I don't like to put a lot of things in my mouth except like chocolate and food and stuff. But the necklace, stop the giggling. But necklaces, I would always, but that's probably why my mom never had me wear a lot of jewelry and why I don't like jewelry to this day, because I would always just sit there and chew on the plastic. It's crazy. Yeah, disgusting. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful sample book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. The reason why I'm giggling is I got my lab results in, and I'm posting them on Facebook. I know. You know, I should have done my estrogen and all that, but I was afraid to. I didn't do any STD testing. Nah, no one needs to know my syphilis titers or anything like that. No. I did my basic blood work, and I will read them to you. This is the doctor. Okay, here we go. Okay, Dahlia Wax, date of birth, June 16. You all know the year. I was born in 1989. Yeah. Age 22. Gender female. Phone number. All right. Specimen. Vaginal. No, this is a blood specimen. This was not a vaginal specimen. No. Oh, I don't want to read that one to you. Oh, never mind. I'm not going to read the pap smear or the vaginal culture specimen. Let's come up with something that came back normal. Here we go. My blood sugar level. Now, this was non-fasting, by the way. This is non-fasting. The time collected was 15:45, so that was 3:45 in the afternoon. I like to say military time, though. Yeah, 15:45. Sounds sexier. My glucose level was 89. I'm not doing this to brag. I'm doing this too because I know a lot of you guys notice, you know what? She put on some pounds. She eats like crap. She's hairy. What's going on with her? Okay, so this is what I got. Okay, so first of all, non-fasting. So I had just eaten. I had a one of those cinnamon bagel chips right before I did the blood work. Blood sugar 89. Whew, close one. My BUN, my blood urea nitrogen, was 25. Creatinine 0.73. So the one thing that was abnormal was my BUN and creatinine ratio was over 34. Ah! My BUN creatinine ratio is supposed to be under 20. So what does that mean? I don't know. It meant something before Obamacare. Now, after Obamacare, it means you just leave it alone and you just stick it under the rug. And it probably means I wasn't hydrated enough. It probably means my kidneys may not be working as well as they should. So I should hydrate and maybe eat a little bit less protein and recheck. I bet it was dehydrated because I really had nothing to drink the whole time. Okay. My calcium level, 9.2. Nice protein, 6.8, albumin, globulin, my liver enzymes are fine. My ALT was 20, my AST was 20, my ALT was 16. That's how old I am. Yeah, very, very good. My sodium was a little low, because I don't need a lot of sodium. And, my sodium was just a little bit low, 136. I love salt. I should just sit there and suck on a pretzel. Potassium was good at 3.9. Nice chloride, nice carbon dioxide. See, my carbon dioxide, you would think, would be low. I blow off a lot of CO2. No, not by gas, but when you breathe, you blow off a lot of CO2. So sometimes I worry that I'm going to go into a respiratory alkalosis. But no, so far so good. But then when you look at my glomerular filtration rate, it was like damn good. It was like 101. I was like, what? So I'm filtering. All right. African-American, I'm doing well, too. If I'm an African-American, I'm doing well. If I'm a non-African-American, I'm doing well also, according to this lab test. Okay, now let's go to my white blood cell count. 5.6. I always run a little bit low, but that's normal. We're doing okay. All right. My red blood cells, nice and juicy and plump. Right? Like other parts of my body, 4.19. My hemoglobin and hematocrit, I haven't had a period in a while. Yeah, so just in case, we'll talk about that another time. 12.6, 37.7. My platelets, my clotting factor is not too bad. Good, because I'm about to shave my legs for the first time this summer. I want to make sure I'm not bleeding as I'm shaving my legs. Lymphocytes, monocytes, eosinophils, basophils, they're all pretty good. Now, I've been achy. And I ran a CPK to see why I'm so achy. I don't know why I'm achy. I'm just achy, achy, break your heart. That was okay, 95. And the glycohemoglobin. I still think I'm turning diabetic. I just, because everybody in my family has diabetes, my, distant relatives. And so far, it's a good 5.5. Now, of course, I did not check my cholesterol because my cholesterol was good before. I think it was 180. And I didn't check my, wait a second, where's my thyroid? Hold on a second. Where's my thyroid? Oh, it's good. 1.68. That's good. We want you between 1 and 2. I should check my testosterone. My voice is getting lower and lower and lower and lower as we speak. And so I should check my testosterone, but I'm afraid to because I don't want to post that on Facebook. I don't want you guys knowing my testosterone. I don't want you knowing my my estrogen level. The estrogen level, if you see, once I post this on Facebook, if you see, the estrogen level will not be on the paper because it's probably so damn low. All right, estrogen. Whew. All right, those are my labs. Get your labs. And look, if I could do it, you guys could do it. Oh, vitamin D. No, I did not check my vitamin D. No, I didn't have that checked. Oh, I know my vitamin D is low. I know. My blood pressure is good. My blood pressure is about 118 over 68. I run kind of low with my blood pressure. I used to run really low when I had heavy periods. That's why I was like, well, don't fix that period. You know, I would rather hemorrhage and have low blood pressure so I don't have high blood pressure. My gynecologist is like, no. Doesn't work that way. Anyway, low vitamin D levels can be now linked to high blood pressure. Alright, this is a new study. Now, previous research has suggested before that there was a strong link between heart issues and, you know, vitamin D and high blood pressure, but now, they studied 146,000 people in Europe of European descent and North American descent. Alright? And, remember, vitamin D you can get from sunlight, you can also get it from eggs, and milk, and yogurt, and tuna, and salmon, and cereal, and orange juice. All right? So they looked at thousands of people. For each 10% increase in vitamin D levels, there was an 8% increase in the rise of in the risk of developing high blood pressure. That's some scary stuff. Now, this was published online in the journal Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology. All right. Further researchers needed to confirm that low levels of vitamin D can cause high blood pressure and that taking vitamin D supplements can reduce the risk. I don't think taking vitamin D supplements is really going to be the answer. The answer is getting the vitamin D naturally. It's just, you know, we're all scared of the sun. And I understand that. You know, I'm scared of skin cancer. So, you know, when you check your vitamin D, remember, there's this 30 nanograms per milliliter level is the one that we use in America. In Europe, I think they use the 20. So here in America, most of us are low. I bet 99% of you listening to the show have had your vitamin D levels checked and were told they were low. Well, of course, they were probably in the 20s, or probably 21 or 24 or 29, something like that. I think my level was like 28, right? So it's under 30, it's considered low. It gets that nice bold number, right? That, you know, your number gets all bolded. But in Europe and the Institute of Medicine here in America had suggested lower the range to 20. If you lower the range of vitamin D to 20, then those of us who are 25, 29, we're good. We look good. But I think the reason why nobody wants to lower it is because even if you just barely squeak by with the 30, you're not, you're just not, that's still not enough. Now, does it really matter being 28 or 32? I'm looking at some of my golfers who are up into the 60s. Their vitamin D levels are in the 60s because they're out there in the sun. And I'm noticing not a lot of heart issues with my golfers. Now, maybe it's because they exercise, but I'm wondering if sunshine also helps prevent a heart attack, not so much because of exercise, but because of the vitamin D. This is like really, really cool stuff. I don't think we know one millionth what we have to about our body. We may think we're like, oh, we know there's vitamin C and there's zinc and we know there's a uvula and we know that women ovulate. Okay, we may know all that stuff and yeah, we're pretty smart. But I think there is so much. I mean, I know there is so much that's just sitting there right in front of our faces that really make us tick. And some of us don't really want to know. Because what we're going to find out is you've either got it or you don't. There's people out there that just keep trucking. And they don't get cancer. Lucky them. Good for them. Thank God for them. And they don't get heart attacks. And they just keep trucking. And nothing gets them until a bus hits them or they fall asleep one day and the heart says, I'm done. All right? Which is something we all wish to have. Not get hit by the bus, of course. And then there's those of us which are dodging bullets all the time. We have a tumor, we get that tumor cut out. Now we got another tumor. Now we got something else going on. Well, we got to cut that out. Now we got this going on. I come from a family where we're always dodging bullets. And that's why I'm always on edge. And that's why I'm always preventative. Either we all get cancer, or we get heart attacks, or we get a psychiatric illness in our family. And so, you know, I mean, I'm going to be hit with something. And I've already been hit with stuff. So, you know, I get this fixed, I get this cut out. And I mean, I'm still all cut and pasted and glued and buttoned up and sequined and bedazzled and all that. But I know I'm one of those people that just don't got it. And makes me nervous. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Can you guys just do me a favor and just try and have a little bit of fun? Just try to do something fun. Do something stupid. All right? It really puts a bright under yourself. I know a lot of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia must have taken happy pills because she's in a better mood today. You want to know why I'm in a better mood today? Well, one is I am about to go on a little vacation. Yeah. But no, period. No. Yeah, I did. I did empty my bowels. That, you're right about that. You're right about that. Yeah. The mango kicked in. So I am feeling better. I'm not bloated. But the reason why, you want to know why I'm in a good mood, is I decided to change my greeting on my phone. Oh, hi, you know, you've reached the cell phone of Dr. Dahlia Wax, please leave a message. To, I changed it to, hi, thank you for calling, the doctor, or thank you for calling, my cell phone. Oh, no, I go, hi, this is Dr. Dahlia. Please leave, you know what, I should just find it. I go, you are the 47th caller in the queue. Please, continue to hold. And then while people are holding, they have to listen to the most obnoxious on-hold music. And I just want to see how many people are going to hang up. So now people call, they think they're put on hold, they have to listen to on-hold music. I think it's pretty funny. So I did that today and I feel good. So you know, your homework assignment over the next few days is to just do something completely weird or silly. You know, I wonder if that's why people like Facebook so much. Because they want the response. And nobody's called me yet since I've done my new phone, the message. And I am dying to see what somebody thinks. But, yeah, I tried to make my husband call. I go, call me. It's like, I don't want to do that. This is stupid. You do these stupid things all the time. See, you know, I do these stupid things all the time. But, you know, maybe that's why people like Facebook. They put up something that they find that's funny, and they love to see the response. You know, maybe Facebook isn't as bad, or some of these other social media sites aren't as bad, because you get to do something nonsensical sometimes. I mean, my putting up my lab results isn't nonsensical. That's, I mean, kind of morbid if you really think about it. But, I mean, for me, I think it's kind of funny, right? I was actually getting my blood drawn yesterday, and the lady was coming in with the big needle, the phlebotomist, and so I did a stuffy of me getting that done. And, you know, it's fun. It's to me, it's fun. So do something kind of crazy, but nothing dangerous. Do something fun. I'm not saying pants your wife. You don't want to do something like that because she'll get mad. But, you know, just, yeah, something, pantsing. I didn't realize how funny that was. Oh, my gosh, when I went to visit my little nieces and nephews, apparently one of them, the younger one, was pantsing everybody. I mean, not me. He wouldn't even dare. That would be scary. And I think that's funny. I mean, I wasn't looking, but, you know, to hear somebody they have to run and grab their pants, too funny. Oh, I love it. Oh, I think that's great. All right, the 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so a woman is suing her employer. You guys got to get this. Because the employer was going to make her drive to work and from work during rush hour. Yes, this is a lawsuit. Andrea DeGirolamo, okay, contends that Fulton Financial Corp., this is being reported by USA Today, fired her in May 2013 in retaliation for her efforts to address alleged workplace bias. Now, where did we go from rush hour to bias? Well, here's the thing. She didn't want to be in rush hour traffic because it would cause or worsen her anxiety. When she asked her bosses to shorten her work day so she could leave before rush hour, her bosses said, no, you need to work your full shift. She doesn't want to drive in rush hour. So she said here that she began to, or her attorney says, began to feel great anxiety and depression, which was especially aggravated by crowded roadways experienced during the heavy traffic of rush hour. Her medical condition qualified her as being disabled. Whoa, so she's disabled because of anxiety. She joined Fulton Financial as a marketing consultant in 2007, took medical leave in August 2012. When she returned from leave in November 2012, she requested a work shift by which she could come in after morning rush hour and leave prior to evening rush hour. So hence, probably just a four-hour work shift. The lawsuit is, so of course, the boss is like, no. The lawsuit asserts that change requested at the mandate of the doctor would have been a reasonable accommodation for the woman's disability. Okay, you see, okay, I'm a doctor. And yeah, I am. MD. No, I went to medical school. Yeah, I did. I'm a doctor. And I have people do this all the time. You know, have me, you know, write me a note saying I can only maybe work 1 hour a day or do this. Now, what I always do is I put on their patient once. Okay, if you had surgery, I'll say off until cleared by the surgeon. Or you had a heart attack, I'm going to say off until cleared by the cardiologist. That's easy. I can stand by that. But when someone's like, look, you know, I really, really don't want to drive in the traffic, and, you know, I need to pick up my boyfriend, and my boyfriend needs this, and I need to do this, and I need to do this, da-da-da-da-da, you know, and I go, in the midst of all that, can you at least swing back by and pay your copay for today? No, I can't, unless you write me a note. And I'm like, no, this isn't going to happen. So sometimes I'll say, patient claims that they need this, can you please accommodate? But, I mean, if they really need accommodation, I do it. Remember, I did disability exams for the state, so I kind of understand this whole disability thing. Right? And it really stinks because you're really ruining it for people with true disabilities. Now, is anxiety a disability? Yes, it is. Anxiety is a disability. But why should... I mean, if the hours of operation are the hours of operation and work needs to get done, all right, and they need full-time staff, if you're working part-time, you know, don't most employers have a right to have either full-time staff or part-time staff? If they don't want part-time staff, I don't understand why they can't fire you. And I understand some states are not an at-will state. I think I live in an at-will state, but, you know, other states, I'm sure there's, and again, I mean, we want to protect workers, but something like this screws it for other workers. All right. So, anxiety. What do you do if you have a job and you don't like the hours or you don't like the traffic? I mean, but the thing is I guess she cited rush hour traffic. Okay. You have an anxiety because you're dealing with people. Let's say I have a front office clerk who is always getting berated by people coming into the waiting room. I don't want to pay towards a deductible. Why isn't my insurance paid? Just give me my Lortab. Just tell her to give me the Lortab now without my seeing her. Just do this. So you suck. You're stupid. You're this. I mean, oh my gosh, what my front desk staff have to endure, it's horrible. And I try to shield them as much as we can because they don't need to deal with that. If she's like, look, I can't work at the front desk all hours of no problem. We're going to move it around. We're going to flip it around. We're going to make, you know, we'll get security, whatever. I don't blame that. But if you're like, no, I want to dodge traffic. Well, we all have to dodge traffic. You know, I get so gosh darn mad when patients go on a cancel saying, you know, because when Vegas gets rain, I know some of you guys, you know, are thinking, okay, you know, we get some droplets. Well, to a Las Vegan, we think it's like hurricane season, and it's really not. So we get some rain, and everybody in Vegas is like, oh, no, it's raining. Oh, my gosh, flooding. Oh, I got to swim to work. We had a snow day a couple years ago. The snow melted by 9. All right, if me and my staff could get our butts to work, you guys could keep your appointment. All right, and anyway, going back to traffic. So, yes, traffic sucks. That's the worst part about traffic. It sucks, okay? If traffic didn't suck, it wouldn't be called traffic, okay? It would be called something like tickly or some funny term. But, you know, in New York, I went to meet one of the TV production companies, and their shift was like 9:30 to 7. Well, that's how they handled rush hour. They came to work at 9:30. So, I mean, do that. But, you know, to say, oh, let me come in late and leave early, nah. So, anyway, this is a lawsuit. We'll let you know. I mean, I'm hoping we find out if it gets dropped or if it actually goes through. But as an employer, I find that very stressful because what? I have to let all – because if you do that for one employee, you got to do it for all. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I love soccer, and I love a lot of sports, and everybody's all excited about, you know, the World Cup, and, you know, we've been watching what's been going on. And the other night I was watching Key and Peele. And Key and Peele were talking about, in basketball, you know, the fake hits and how, you know, how to, I guess, act when you, you know, get fake hit on the court. Well, there's a study out for our soccer players playing the World Cup right now. And there's apparently a study of how long each country spends writhing on the ground after they get injured, whether they're faking it or not. And so these could be genuine injuries or not. Now, researchers at the Wall Street Journal now have totaled up each team's time that they spend on the floor or the ground. All right, this is very, very interesting, okay? You have places like Honduras where the players have spent the most time writhing in agony on the field. And then you have like Bosnia and Herzegovina who spend less time on the... So I'm going to go through the times of what some of these countries... I always thought they really, really hurt themselves, but then I was like, wait a second, are they kind of playing it? You see this in the NFL also. You know, I'm like, they're lying down, I'm like, wait a second, are they just taking a breather? You know, come on, get off the field. And then they get up and they walk off, like, wait a second, really? Did you really have to do that whole big performance? But remember, that's also TV time too. Now, I think, okay, I mean, I've seen some of the blows that these players get, all right, and they are, I mean, they're rough, okay? I don't see how they could even get up. If I was playing out there, all right, and I tripped on my, you know, something, or I broke a nail, I'd need a stretcher taking me off, so I get that. But I always get confused when they're writhing around and rolling around and look like they're screaming and crying, and then they just walk off, and then they go and they play the next quarter, like, wait a second, wait, what? Okay, so, the longest amount of time stayed on the ground goes to Honduras at 7 minutes and 40 seconds combined of players sitting there lying on the ground writhing in pain. Then comes France at 7 minutes and 19 seconds, Chile, Nigeria, USA. USA's good at this. 6 minutes and 24 seconds spending time writhing and rolling around on the ground. Again, they could be real injuries. I mean, they could. Okay, I mean, this may be a good study to see, you know, how people handle their pain, etc. Switzerland, oh, they got right back up. This is probably because somebody says chocolate. Iran, 5 minutes and 26 seconds. Russia, 5 minutes, 16 seconds. Can you have 5 minutes of the game? That's still a long time. The Ivory Coast, 4 minutes, 38 seconds. Ecuador, then South Korea, Croatia, Colombia, Uruguay, Algeria, Mexico, Costa Rica, Belgium, Brazil, England, Cameroon, 3 minutes, 9 seconds. Argentina, Greece, Japan, 2 minutes, 5 seconds. Germany, Japanese are pretty fast, probably. They're probably, you know, not, I can understand how, you know, I mean, we're fast too. I mean, we have a great team. We do. But I think a lot of the Japanese, I notice, have aerodynamically a little bit more lightness. I really think this is a very, very good sports physiology study. Okay, I don't want anybody, you know, get all upset about certain stereotypes, etc., but there's certain physiques that certain ethnicities have. So I wonder if that's why Germany, Japan does well. But then you have Germany, very interesting. Germans, okay, you know, part of the reason why I'm built the way I am, you know, not the most petite lady, is because of the German blood in me. You know, Germans, you got a lot of height, you got a lot of breadth, broadness, so that's interesting. But then again, also, you know, Germans are pretty tough. You know, I was always taught whenever I fall to get up and keep moving. I was never taught to lie there and writhe on the ground. You know, you get hit by a car, don't sit there and roll around on the asphalt so another car hits you, get up. Right? Ghana comes next, Australia, Portugal, Spain, Holland. Holland must be really hard because they wear those shoes. Italy, Switzerland, and Bosnia. Now get this, Bosnians have spent only a total of 24 seconds for the whole team of lying there writhing on the soccer field. Can you imagine that? That is fast. Yeah, go Bosnians. I'm looking at a picture of that sexy Ronaldo guy. Wow. I got to tell you, man, soccer players are gorgeous. David Beckham has nothing on these guys. I am like, wow, wow. All right, we'll move on. All right, so that's what happens with soccer. Okay, what the writhing on the ground. Okay, let me find something a little bit more interesting to talk about. Although I don't see how. Okay, women bullying their husbands. Oh, says here, this is a story called The Confession of the Intimate Terrorist. Okay, apparently they say women are the worst offenders of bullying their husband. Now, I've been married to my husband how long? I've been married to him 1996, 2014, almost 18 years. We're going to be celebrating our 18th anniversary in December. Yeah, thank you, presents. Yeah, why don't you guys ever send me presents? No, I have a bum squad to look at them. It's okay, no, send me some presents. You know, make it nice, and not, you know, don't worry, we'll have security check it out, and then I'll get to open it. I'd like some presents, you know, I'm going to be celebrating my 18th birthday. Now, anniversary, my 18th birthday, yeah. So I've been celebrating, I've been bullying my husband for almost 18 years now. And I don't mean to bully him, I don't make fun of him, I'm not mean, but I threaten a lot. And I don't feel like I'm a good wife for that. Now, how do I threaten him? All right, well, let's say I want to, I don't know, sit somewhere that he's sitting. Okay? Sometimes what I'll do is I'll pass some gas near him, and then he just quietly leaves. Okay, that's assault, people. Right, but we women, we do it all the time. I'll eat his food. He'll just be sitting there eating some steak. I'll just take the food right off his plate, like lunchroom bullies used to do. I do that. If he leaves the seat up, I come and I rip him a new one. I insult his mother. What do bullies do? Right? They go, your mama. I go through a whole your mama thing with my husband, too. And, I mean, that's really not, I'm not proud of it at all. I don't mean to be a bully. Here I am thinking, oh, I love my husband. Oh, I love him. You know, he's a good guy. And, oh, I treat him good. But if I really look at what I do day in and day out, oh, and then in our sleep, I am kicking and elbowing and smacking him all night long because he's in my way. Okay? We have a king-size bed, and I need the whole king-size bed to myself. And whoever is next to me, like the cats, these cats get kicked and yeah, I mean, yeah. So, you know, this, and I don't mean to. I really don't mean to. So our husbands are really, really getting bullied a lot. And, you know, if I could just tell you guys, you know, as we're kind of coming into, I don't know if we're coming into anniversary season. I don't really think there's an anniversary season. No, it's not nobody likes to get married on Valentine's Day. A lot of people get married in the summer. Oh, that's right. They're supposed to be like the 10 best places for honeymoons. I know. Yeah, I know. Trip to Vegas. Come to Vegas for your honeymoon. My mom and dad did. They did their honeymoon, here in, Caesar's Palace in 1968. Yeah, you know, well, because my dad liked to gamble. You know, oh, I'll take you to a fans of Vegas. Vegas? Oh, great. You know, then he spent the honeymoon. Well, that's okay. That's okay. Yeah, so they spent their honeymoon here. No, I don't really know how Ike was conceived. Remember, they were in California. There were a lot of earthquakes. So my guess is it might have been an accident. Just during one of the earthquakes, something went someplace and then, you know, egg got fertilized. But anyway, where was I going? So women, just don't be bullying your men. They really don't deserve it. And just look at what you do. If somebody was doing to your kid what you do to your husband, right, you would be probably, you know, asking for that kid to be expelled for bullying. And a lot of us do that. So be nice, show some love, show some respect, and do not rip on their mother. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.